Welcome to K9 Cadets Transforming Your Dog's Behavior in 14 Days, where we embark on a journey to unlock your dog's potential and strengthen the bond between you. I'm Shane McNamara, a presidential grade K9 trainer with years of experience serving under both the Trump and Obama administrations. My passion for canine training spans across various sectors, from training detection dogs for world governments to helping individual dog owners overcome behavioral challenges. I understand the frustrations many dog owners face: aggression, anxiety, disobedience, and more. Through my proven methods, we can transform these challenges into strengths. This book is designed to be your guide, providing you with practical, actionable steps to achieve remarkable results in just 2 weeks. Each chapter is crafted to address specific issues, offering insights and techniques derived from real-life experiences and advanced training protocols. Whether your goal is to curb unwanted behaviors or simply to enhance your dog's obedience, this book will equip you with the knowledge and tools needed for a successful transformation. Join me as we dive into the world of canine training, and together we will turn your dog into a disciplined, well-behaved companion. Let's get started on this transformative journey. Chapter 1, Balancing Dog Training, Philosophies, Understanding. Dog training philosophies. Dog training is an art and a science deeply rooted in understanding canine psychology and behavior. Over the years, several training philosophies have emerged, each with its own approach and techniques. In this chapter, we'll explore these philosophies, provide real-world examples, and discuss how they relate to the canine cadet system. The spectrum of dog training philosophies. Positive reinforcement training. This philosophy is based on rewarding desired behaviors to encourage their repetition. Rewards can include treats, praise, or playtime. The goal is to create a positive association with good behavior, thereby increasing the likelihood of it being repeated. Example, teaching a dog to sit by offering a treat when it performs the command correctly. Effectiveness. Positive reinforcement is widely recognized for building trust and a strong bond between the dog and owner. However, it may be less effective for addressing serious behavioral issues like aggression or severe anxiety. Balanced training. Balanced training incorporates elements of both positive reinforcement and corrective measures. This method aims to communicate clearly with the dog using a combination of rewards for good behavior and corrections for undesirable actions. Corrections can include verbal cues, leash corrections, or tools like prong collars and electronic collars. Example, using a prong collar to give gentle corrections along with treats to reinforce good behavior. Effectiveness. Balanced training is effective for a wide range of behaviors and is particularly useful for achieving off-leash reliability. It ensures clear communication, reducing confusion and stress for the dog when done correctly. Negative reinforcement and punishment. Negative reinforcement involves removing an unpleasant stimulus when the dog performs a desired behavior, while punishment aims to reduce unwanted behavior through an unpleasant consequence. This approach is often controversial and can be detrimental if not used correctly. Example, applying pressure with a leash until the dog sits, then releasing the pressure. Effectiveness. While it can be effective for quick results, this method can harm the dog's trust and confidence if overused or misapplied. Comparing philosophies, real-world examples, positive reinforcement. Imagine a dog that jumps on guests. With positive reinforcement, the owner might reward the dog for sitting calmly when guests arrive, gradually shaping the desired behavior. Balanced training. For the same issue, a balanced trainer might use a combination of treats for sitting and a gentle prong collar correction when the dog attempts to jump. Negative reinforcement punishment. In contrast, a trainer using punishment might scold the dog or apply a leash correction each time it jumps on guests, focusing more on deterring the behavior. Effectiveness and application in canine cadets. The K9 cadet system embraces the balanced training philosophy. This approach recognizes that while positive reinforcement is crucial for building a positive relationship and teaching basic commands, incorporating corrections can address more challenging behaviors effectively. Balanced training aligns with the biological and psychological needs of dogs, promoting a clear communication system between the dog and owner. Training, tools, and techniques. In balanced training, tools like prong collars and electronic collars are used not to punish, but to communicate more effectively. For instance, prong collars can distribute pressure evenly around the dog's neck, avoiding harm and ensuring clear signals. Electronic collars, when used at low humane levels, provide a neutral stimulus that helps reinforce commands without causing pain or fear. These tools are misunderstood by many, but when used correctly, they can enhance training outcomes significantly. Conclusion: balancing dog training philosophies is about finding the right mix of positive reinforcement and appropriate corrections to create a clear, consistent communication system with your dog. The K9 Cadet system leverages this balanced approach to ensure effective, humane, and reliable training outcomes, transforming your dog's behavior in as little as 14 days. By understanding and applying these principles, you'll be well on your way to a harmonious and fulfilling relationship with your canine companion. Chapter 2, The Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory. Understanding the Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory. The Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory is an evolved approach to dog training that combines various methodologies to create a comprehensive and adaptable training program. This theory acknowledges that no single training method is universally effective for all dogs and situations. Instead, it integrates elements from multiple training philosophies, including positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement, and corrective techniques to address the unique needs of each dog and owner. Explanation of the theory. The Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory emphasizes flexibility and customization. By blending different training techniques, trainers can create a tailored program that considers the dog's personality, breed characteristics, and specific behavioral issues. The core idea is to use the most effective tool or method for the given situation, ensuring clear communication and effective behavior modification. Terminology and theory of the Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory. The Blended Balanced Dog Training Theory combines multiple training methodologies to create a comprehensive approach tailored to the individual needs of each dog and owner. Understanding the key terminology and theory behind this approach is crucial for effective implementation. Terminology: positive reinforcement. The process of encouraging desired behavior by rewarding it. Rewards can include treats, praise, or playtime. Example: giving a dog a treat for sitting on command. Negative reinforcement. The process of strengthening a behavior by removing an unpleasant stimulus when the behavior occurs. Example: releasing pressure from a prong collar when the dog stops pulling on the leash. Positive punishment. Introducing an unpleasant stimulus to reduce the likelihood of an undesired behavior. Example: using a verbal no or a quick leash correction to stop a dog from jumping on guests. Negative punishment: removing a desirable stimulus to decrease the frequency of an undesired behavior. Example: taking away a toy when the dog misbehaves. Conditioned reinforcer: a previously neutral stimulus that, through association with a primary reinforcer, becomes rewarding. Example: using a clicker to mark desired behavior before giving a treat. Extinction: the process by which a behavior diminishes and eventually disappears when it is no longer reinforced. Example: ignoring a dog's barking to stop the behavior over time. Shaping: gradually molding or training a dog to perform a specific behavior by reinforcing successive approximations of the desired behavior. Example: rewarding a dog for getting closer to sitting until it fully sits on command. Theory. The theory behind the Blended Balanced Dog Training approach is to integrate these elements to create a tailored training program that addresses the unique needs and behaviors of each dog. This method allows trainers to be flexible and adapt to the dog's responses using the most effective techniques for each situation. core principles, adaptability. Utilizing a mix of training techniques allows for a tailored approach that can be adjusted based on the dog's personality, breed characteristics, and specific behavioral issues. Clear communication. By combining positive and negative reinforcement with appropriate corrections, trainers ensure that dogs understand what is expected of them. This clarity reduces confusion and stress for the dog. Behavioral consistency. Ensuring that good behaviors are consistently reinforced and unwanted behaviors are consistently corrected helps establish reliable behavior patterns. Humane and ethical. While corrections are used, the emphasis is on humane and ethical training practices. Corrections are applied in a way that does not harm or instill fear in the dog, but rather communicates boundaries clearly. It's boundaries. Application in Canine Cadet System. The Canine Cadet System incorporates these principles to provide a balanced and effective training program. By understanding and utilizing the terminology and theory behind the blended balanced dog training approach, canine cadets can achieve rapid and lasting behavior transformation. Each training plan is customized, ensuring that the most effective methods are employed to address the specific needs of each dog, leading to clear communication, reduced behavioral issues, and a stronger bond between the dog and owner. In conclusion, the blended balanced dog training theory is a dynamic and comprehensive approach that combines the best elements of various training methodologies. By understanding the key terms and theory, dog owners and trainers can create effective, humane, and adaptable training programs that meet the unique needs of every dog. Chapter 3, Positive Reinforcement and Corrections in the Canine Cadet System. Positive reinforcement. Positive reinforcement is the cornerstone of effective dog training, emphasizing rewarding desired behaviors to encourage their repetition. This method is based on the principle that behaviors followed by pleasant consequences are more likely to be repeated. Rewards can include treats, praise, toys, or playtime. Example, if you want your dog to sit, you reward them with a treat immediately after they perform the command. Over time, the dog associates sitting on command with receiving a treat, making it more likely to sit when asked. Benefits builds a strong bond between the dog and the owner, enhances the dog's willingness to learn and participate in training, reduces stress, and fosters a positive learning environment. Corrections. Corrections are used to deter unwanted behaviors by applying an unpleasant stimulus or removing a pleasant one. This can include verbal cues, leash corrections, or the use of tools like prong collars or electronic collars when used correctly and humanely. Example, if a dog jumps on guests, a quick, gentle leash correction accompanied by a firm no can help the dog understand that this behavior is not acceptable. Benefits, provides clear boundaries and immediate feedback. Can be effective for stopping undesirable behaviors quickly. Helps in achieving off-leash reliability and addressing more challenging behaviors. Integration in the Canine Cadet System. Application of positive reinforcement. In the Canine Cadet System, positive reinforcement is the primary method used for teaching new commands and reinforcing good behavior. The system focuses on rewarding dogs for behaviors like sitting, staying, coming when called, and walking nicely on a leash. This method helps to build a positive association with training sessions and motivates dogs to participate eagerly. Example, during training sessions, dogs are consistently rewarded for following commands correctly. This not only teaches the specific behaviors, but also fosters a positive training environment where the dog feels encouraged and motivated. Application of corrections. Corrections are applied in a balanced and humane manner to address behaviors that cannot be effectively managed through positive reinforcement alone. This is particularly important for ensuring safety and compliance in situations where the dog's behavior may pose a risk. Example, for a dog that exhibits aggressive behavior towards other dogs, a combination of positive reinforcement for calm behavior and appropriate corrections for aggressive actions can help in modifying the behavior. The corrections are applied in a way that is firm but not harmful, ensuring the dog understands the boundaries without experiencing fear or pain. Effectiveness. The integration of positive reinforcement and corrections in the K-9 cadet system creates a comprehensive and balanced training program. This approach ensures that dogs learn desirable behaviors through positive experiences while also understanding the consequences of undesirable actions. By combining these methods, the K-9 cadet system achieves quick and lasting behavior transformation, leading to well-behaved and reliable K-9 companions. In conclusion, the K-9 cadet system effectively utilizes both positive reinforcement and corrections to create a balanced training approach. This combination allows for clear communication, consistent behavior modification, and the development of a strong positive relationship between the dog and the owner. Chapter 4, Clear Signals Training, CST, in the K-9 cadet system. Understanding Clear Signals Training, CST. Clear Signals Training, CST, is a communication-focused approach to dog training that emphasizes clarity and consistency in the signals given to the dog. The goal of CST is to eliminate confusion and ensure that the dog understands exactly what is expected of them through clear, consistent cues and responses. Key components of CST consistent cues: using the same commands and signals consistently to avoid confusing the dog. Example: always using the word sit accompanied by a specific hand signal for the sitting command. Timing: providing immediate feedback, either positive or corrective, to reinforce the connection between the dog's behavior and the outcome. Example: rewarding a dog instantly after they perform a desired behavior. Clarity: ensuring that signals are unambiguous and easily understood by the dog. Example: clear and distinct voice commands without variations in tone or phrasing. Predictability: making sure that the dog's actions are consistently met with the same response from the trainer. Example: always rewarding a correct behavior and correcting an undesired one in the same manner. Real world examples: leash training, using a consistent command like heel with a specific hand gesture and rewarding the dog immediately when they comply. Recall training, using a clear, consistent whistle or verbal cue to call the dog and providing a high value reward every time the dog responds correctly. Effectiveness. CST is highly effective because it reduces the dog's stress and confusion by making training interactions predictable and understandable. This approach fosters a positive learning environment and accelerates the dog's ability to learn and retain commands. Application in the K-9 cadet system. The K-9 cadet system integrates CST principles to ensure that dogs receive clear and consistent signals during training. This integration involves standardized commands. Trainers and dog owners are encouraged to use standardized commands and signals, ensuring that the dog receives the same cues from everyone involved in the training. Immediate feedback: both rewards and corrections are given immediately after the dog's behavior, strengthening the association between the behavior and the outcome. Unambiguous communication: commands and signals are designed to be clear and distinct, minimizing any potential confusion for the dog. Consistency across training sessions: every training session follows a consistent structure, making it easier for the dog to understand and predict what is expected of them. Example in K-9 cadets. During a typical K-9 cadets training session, a command such as sit is always delivered in the same tone with the same hand signal and is immediately followed by a reward when the dog complies. If the dog does not comply, a gentle correction is applied right away. This approach ensures that the dog quickly learns to associate the command with the desired behavior and the subsequent reward or correction. Conclusion: Clear Signals Training, CST, is a foundational element of the K-9 cadet system, ensuring that training is efficient, effective, and stress-free for both the dog and the owner. By employing consistent, clear, and immediate communication, CST helps dogs quickly understand and respond to commands, facilitating rapid and reliable behavior transformation. Chapter 5, General Guidelines for Safety in Dog Training. Safety is paramount in any dog training program to ensure the well-being of both the dog and the handler. Here are general guidelines for maintaining safety during training. 1. Understand your dog's limits, health considerations. Ensure your dog is healthy and fit for training. Consult with a veterinarian before starting any new training program, especially if your dog has pre-existing health conditions. Behavioral limits. Recognize signs of stress, fear, or aggression in your dog and adjust training accordingly. Pushing a dog too far can lead to behavioral issues and safety concerns. 2. Use appropriate equipment collars and harnesses. Choose the right collar or harness for your dog's size and breed. Ensure it fits properly to prevent injury or escape. Leashes. Use sturdy, appropriate length leashes. Avoid retractable leashes in crowded or potentially dangerous environments. 3. Environment control. Safe training area. Conduct training in a safe, enclosed area, free from hazards such as traffic, sharp objects, or toxic substances. Distractions. Gradually introduce distractions to the training environment, ensuring your dog is ready and not overwhelmed. 4. Proper handling techniques. Gentle corrections. Use gentle corrections and avoid harsh physical punishment. Corrections should be firm but not cause pain or fear. Positive reinforcement. Consistently use positive reinforcement to encourage good behavior, ensuring training sessions are a positive experience. 5. Recognize and avoid triggers. Know your dog's triggers. Be aware of situations or stimuli that may cause your dog to react negatively, e.g., other animals, loud noises, and avoid them during training. Desensitization. Gradually expose your dog to triggers in a controlled manner to build tolerance and reduce reactive behavior. 6. Personal safety protective gear. Use protective gear if necessary, such as gloves or bite sleeves, when dealing with aggressive or unpredictable dogs. Body language. Be mindful of your body language. Avoid sudden movements that may startle or provoke the dog. 7. Emergency preparedness. First aid. Have a basic first aid kit on hand and know how to treat minor injuries. Emergency contacts. Keep contact information for your veterinarian and local emergency animal clinic readily available. Application in the K9 Cadet System. The K9 Cadet System incorporates these safety guidelines to ensure a secure and effective training environment. Here's how these principles are applied. Health and behavioral assessments. Each dog undergoes a health check and behavioral assessment before starting the program to identify any potential risks or limitations. Customized equipment. The system uses appropriate collars, harnesses, and leashes tailored to each dog's specific needs, ensuring a secure fit and minimizing the risk of injury. Controlled training environment. Training sessions are conducted in safe, controlled environments with gradual introduction of distractions, helping dogs adapt without being overwhelmed. Balanced training techniques. Emphasis on gentle corrections and positive reinforcement aligns with the system's philosophy, fostering a positive learning experience while ensuring safety. Trigger management. Trainers are trained to recognize and manage dog-specific triggers using desensitization techniques to build resilience and reduce reactive behaviors. Trainer safety. Trainers are equipped with protective gear when necessary and are educated on proper handling techniques and body language to minimize risk. Emergency protocols. First aid kits are available during training sessions, and trainers are prepared for emergencies with contact information for veterinarians and animal clinics. By adhering to these guidelines, the K9 Cadet System ensures that both dogs and trainers remain safe, facilitating a positive and productive training experience. Chapter 6, Training Commands, Luring Commands in Dog Training Understanding. Luring commands involve using a treat or toy to guide a dog into performing a specific behavior or position. This method capitalizes on the dog's natural tendency to follow a desirable object, making it an effective and straightforward way to teach new commands. Steps in luring. Attract the dog's attention. Use a treat or toy to capture the dog's focus. Guide the dog. Move the treat or toy in a way that encourages the desired behavior, e.g. moving a treat over the dog's head to make it sit. Mark the behavior. Use a clicker or verbal marker like yes the moment the dog performs the desired action. Reward. give the treat or toy immediately to reinforce the behavior. Examples: sit command, hold a treat above the dog's head and move it back over its head, prompting the dog to sit. Down command, lower a treat from the dog's nose to the ground, guiding it into a lying down position. Effectiveness, quick learning. Dogs quickly associate the lure with the desired behavior. Clear guidance provides a clear visual guide for the dog to follow, reducing confusion. Positive association builds a positive connection between commands and rewards. Application in the canine cadet system. In the canine cadet system, luring commands play a crucial role in the initial stages of training. Here's how it is applied. Foundation training. Luring is used to teach basic commands like sit, down, and stay. By guiding the dog with treats, trainers can establish these foundational behaviors quickly and effectively. Building confidence. Luring helps dogs understand what is expected of them, building their confidence and eagerness to participate in training. Transition to verbal commands. Once the dog consistently performs the behavior with the lure, the system gradually transitions to using verbal commands alone, phasing out the lure. Positive reinforcement integration. Luring is seamlessly integrated with positive reinforcement. Each successful execution of a command with a lure is immediately rewarded, reinforcing the desired behavior and encouraging repetition. Customizable for individual dogs, the K9 Cadet system tailors luring techniques to suit each dog's unique learning style and motivation, ensuring maximum effectiveness. Example in K9 Cadets. During a training session, a trainer might use a treat to lure a dog into a sit position. Once the dog sits, the trainer immediately marks the behavior with a yes and gives the treat. As the dog becomes more proficient, the trainer gradually reduces the use of the treat as a lure and relies more on the verbal command, sit. Conclusion: luring commands are an essential technique within the K9 cadet system, providing a clear and effective method for teaching new behaviors. By using lures to guide dogs into desired positions and actions, trainers can establish foundational commands quickly, build positive associations, and smoothly transition to verbal commands. This approach ensures that dogs learn efficiently while enjoying the training process. Chapter 7, Training with Food in Dog Training. Understanding. Training with food involves using treats as rewards to reinforce desired behaviors. This method leverages the dog's natural motivation for food to encourage learning and obedience. Key concepts: positive reinforcement, rewarding the dog with a treat immediately after they perform the desired behavior. Example, giving a treat when the dog sits on command. High value rewards, using particularly desirable treats to motivate the dog, especially for more challenging commands or behaviors. Example, using small pieces of cooked chicken or cheese for training sessions. Timing, delivering the treat promptly after the desired behavior to create a strong association between the action and the reward. Example, saying yes or clicking with a clicker the moment the dog sits, followed by the treat. Gradual fading, gradually reducing the reliance on food rewards as the dog becomes more proficient in performing the desired behaviors. Example, intermittently rewarding the dog for sitting on command rather than every time. Application in the K9 cadet system. The K9 cadet system incorporates training with food as a fundamental component to ensure effective and enjoyable learning experiences for dogs. Initial training stages, building foundations. Food treats are used extensively to teach basic commands and behaviors such as sit, stay, come, and down. The immediate reward helps dogs quickly understand what is expected. Motivating learning. High-value treats are employed to maintain the dog's interest and motivation, particularly in the initial stages of training or when introducing new commands. progressive training, transitioning commands. As the dog becomes consistent in performing commands with food rewards, the system gradually reduces the frequency of treats, encouraging the dog to respond to verbal commands alone. Variable reinforcement. Using a variable reinforcement schedule where treats are given unpredictably helps maintain the dog's interest and ensures long-term retention of behaviors. Advanced training, complex behaviors. For more advanced or complex behaviors, food rewards can be used to break down the behavior into smaller steps, rewarding each successful step until the full behavior is achieved. Behavior maintenance. Periodically reintroducing food rewards helps reinforce and maintain established behaviors, ensuring they remain reliable over time. Example in canine cadets. During a typical canine cadets training session, a trainer may use small pieces of high-value treats to teach a dog the stay command. The dog is rewarded for staying in place for short durations, with the duration gradually increased as the dog's proficiency improves. Eventually, the treats are given less frequently, and the dog learns to stay on command without expecting a treat every time. Conclusion: training with food is a highly effective and integral part of the canine cadet system. By using food rewards strategically, the system ensures that dogs learn behaviors quickly and with enthusiasm. This approach not only facilitates the teaching of basic and advanced commands, but also helps in building a strong, positive relationship between the dog and the trainer. Chapter 8, Long Line Recall Drills in Dog Training. Understanding long line recall drills. Long line recall drills involve using a long leash, typically 15-30 feet, to train dogs to come when called from a distance. This method provides a controlled environment where dogs can practice off-leash behaviors safely. Key concepts: controlled freedom. The long line allows the dog to roam while still being under the trainer's control, preventing the dog from running away or getting into danger. Positive reinforcement, rewarding the dog with treats, praise, or play when they respond to the recall command. Consistency, practicing recall consistently to reinforce the behavior, ensuring the dog responds reliably, even with distractions. Steps in long line recall drills: preparation, attach a long line to the dog's harness, ensure the environment is safe and free from immediate hazards. Initial drills, start with the dog close to you. Call the dog using a clear, enthusiastic command, e.g., come, e.g., reward. When the dog comes to you, reward immediately with a high-value treat or praise. Increasing distance, gradually increase the distance between you and the dog. Repeat the recall command and reward each successful response. Adding distractions. Once the dog reliably responds, introduce distractions gradually to simulate real-world scenarios. Application in the canine cadet system. In the canine cadet system, long line recall drills are a fundamental component to ensure dogs develop reliable recall skills, crucial for both obedience and safety. Foundation training, initial recall, using long lines to teach the basic recall command. The controlled environment helps trainers manage the dog's responses and reinforce positive behavior, building reliability. Consistency. Regular long line recall drills ensure the dog consistently responds to the recall command. This repetition builds muscle memory and reinforces the behavior. Gradual distance. The distance is gradually increased, helping the dog learn to respond even when farther away from the handler. Real-world application, distraction, training. Long line drills include adding distractions, preparing the dog for real-world situations where recall is critical. Transition to off-leash. Once the dog reliably responds on the long line, the canine cadet system transitions to off-leash recall in a safe, enclosed area, ensuring the dog can be trusted to come when called without the leash. Example in canine cadets. During a training session, a dog may start with a 15-foot long line in a park. The trainer calls the dog, and upon successful recall, the dog is rewarded with a treat and praise. Over successive sessions, the distance and complexity, e.g., adding other dogs or people as distractions, are increased, ensuring the dog's recall skills are reliable in various environments. Conclusion: long line recall drills are an integral part of the canine cadet system, providing a safe and effective method for teaching and reinforcing the recall command. By using long lines, trainers can control the training environment, gradually build the dog's recall reliability, and ensure the dog's safety while transitioning to off-leash obedience. Chapter 9, Behavior Modification and Ignoring Strangers. Understanding Behavior Modification and Ignoring Strangers. Behavior modification in dog training involves changing undesirable behaviors through structured techniques, including reinforcement and desensitization. Teaching a dog to ignore strangers is a common goal of behavior modification, which helps in reducing anxiety, aggression, and overexcitement around unfamiliar people. Key concepts: desensitization, gradually exposing the dog to strangers in a controlled manner to reduce sensitivity and reactivity. Example: slowly introducing the dog to a stranger at a distance and gradually decreasing the distance as the dog becomes more comfortable. Counterconditioning, changing the dog's emotional response to strangers by associating them with positive experiences. Example: rewarding the dog with treats when they remain calm around strangers. Reinforcement, using positive reinforcement to encourage desired behaviors, such as remaining calm and ignoring strangers. Example: praising and rewarding the dog when they focus on the handler instead of a stranger. Application in the canine cadet system. In the canine cadet system, behavior modification techniques are integral for teaching dogs to ignore strangers. This ensures that dogs remain calm and well-behaved in various social situations. Initial steps: assessment, evaluating the dog's current behavior around strangers to tailor the training approach. Controlled exposure, gradually exposing the dog to strangers in a controlled environment using desensitization and counter-conditioning techniques. Training techniques, focus training, teaching the dog to focus on the handler using commands like "watch me," reinforced with treats and praise. Gradual introduction, slowly introducing the dog to strangers, starting from a distance and gradually decreasing the distance as the dog shows progress. Maintaining behavior, consistency, ensuring consistent training sessions and reinforcement to maintain the dog's calm behavior around strangers. Real-world practice, applying the training in real-world situations to generalize the behavior, ensuring the dog can ignore strangers in various environments. Example in canine cadets: during a training session, a dog might be introduced to a stranger standing 20 feet away. The dog is rewarded for remaining calm and focusing on the handler. Over successive sessions, the stranger moves closer, and the dog is continually rewarded for ignoring the stranger and maintaining calm behavior. Conclusion: behavior modification and teaching dogs to ignore strangers are crucial components of the canine cadet system. By using desensitization, counter-conditioning, and reinforcement, the system ensures that dogs develop the ability to remain calm and focused in the presence of strangers, enhancing their overall behavior and obedience. Chapter 10, Behavior Modification and Fixing Leash. Pulling Understanding Behavior Modification and Fixing Leash. Pulling behavior modification for fixing leash pulling involves changing the dog's response to being on a leash through structured techniques, such as positive reinforcement, desensitization, and consistent training practices. Key concepts: positive reinforcement, rewarding the dog for walking calmly on a loose leash. Example, giving treats or praise when the dog walks without pulling. Desensitization, gradually exposing the dog to stimuli that typically cause pulling in a controlled manner to reduce reactivity. Example, practicing in low distraction environments and gradually introducing more challenging settings. Training techniques, implementing specific exercises to teach the dog to walk on a loose leash. Example, the stop and go method, where the handler stops walking whenever the dog pulls and resumes only when the leash is slack. Application in the canine cadet system. In the canine cadet system, behavior modification techniques are crucial for teaching dogs to walk politely on a leash. This ensures safe and enjoyable walks for both the dog and the handler. Initial steps: assessment, evaluating the dog's current leash behavior to customize the training approach. Controlled environment, beginning training in a low distraction environment to set the foundation for good leash manners. Training techniques, stop and go method, walking with the dog and stopping immediately when the dog pulls, resuming the walk only when the dog returns to the handler and the leash is slack. Redirection, redirecting the dog's attention back to the handler when they begin to pull, using commands like look or watch me and rewarding compliance. Maintaining behavior, consistency, regularly practicing leash manners and using positive reinforcement to maintain good behavior. Incremental challenges, gradually introducing more distractions and varying environments to generalize the behavior. Example in canine cadets. During a training session, a dog may start learning leash manners in a quiet park. The handler uses the stop and go method, stopping each time the dog pulls and rewarding the dog for returning to a slack leash. Over time, the training moves to busier areas, reinforcing the behavior amid more distractions. Conclusion: behavior modification for fixing leash pulling is a fundamental part of the canine cadet system. By using positive reinforcement, desensitization, and consistent training techniques, the system ensures that dogs learn to walk politely on a leash, enhancing safety and enjoyment during walks. Thank you. As we reach the end of Canine Cadets, transform your dog's behavior in 14 days or less. I want to take a moment to reflect on the journey we've undertaken together. This book has equipped you with the knowledge and tools needed to transform your dog's behavior through balanced training philosophies, effective use of luring commands, food rewards, long line recall drills, and behavior modification techniques. Each chapter has been designed to build a strong, positive relationship between you and your dog, fostering trust, obedience, and mutual respect. By implementing the Canine Cadet system, you are setting the stage for lasting success. This system emphasizes consistency, patience, and positive reinforcement, ensuring that your dog not only learns quickly, but also enjoys the process. Remember, every dog is unique, and while some may progress faster than others, persistence and dedication will lead to the desired results. Thank you for allowing me, Shane McNamara, to guide you through this transformative process. Your commitment to improving your dog's behavior and your willingness to learn and apply these techniques is commendable. The bond you are building with your dog through this training is invaluable and will bring countless rewards for years to come. As you continue to practice and refine the skills you've learned, remember that the journey of training and bonding with your dog is ongoing. Celebrate the small victories, stay patient through the challenges, and always approach each training session with a positive mindset. Here's to your success and the incredible journey you and your dog are about to embark on. With the Canine Cadet system, you have the foundation for a well-behaved, happy, and confident canine companion. Enjoy the process, trust the system, and cherish the strengthened bond with your furry friend. Thank you, and best of luck on your continued journey with your Canine Cadet. Warm regards, Shane McNamara.